Hey, Vanya, I'm alive.
Oh, my gosh. Mike, Jensen, I was actually, I was going through my head, like, who can I call? I think I still have the super's number. I'm like, I was scared. I couldn't get a hold of him for, like, it's 5 minutes. But it
hurt. That's really, because I'm just, like, sitting in front of my computer, and I didn't have the messages up. I wonder if it's because I've turned my Wi-Fi off, but you always call when the Wi-Fi's off.
Yeah.
That's really bizarre.
Anyways,
no,
he's
here.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
Mike's
hey, everyone.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm all right. I'm okay. How are you? I've already kind of heard the story.
Yeah.
But,
oh, my God,
Let's go into it. Let's tell the world what you dealt with this week.
So, yeah. I'll be honest. I'm a little light on my digging this week because it's been a bit of a... It's been a bit of a week. Okay, so Mike has had issues with like water raining from his ceiling. And, you know, I am incredibly in awe of plumbers, people who understand the workings of the water system in these like metropolises that we live. I don't know. Just how do we get the water from the river to our mouths, you know, or to our showers? So here's the story. This is the traumatic event that happened to me. I couldn't even not tell you, Mike. I actually had to send you pictures and stuff like this because it was like, it was too big. It was too big to be like, I got a good one for you.
Gonna save this story.
I mean, you guys know we moved into a house like a year and a half ago, right? And we just don't put any of the photos up or we haven't put any art up because I'm a crazy person and I'm like, I'm going to hate it there. And it's going to ruin my life and whatever. So I'm nuts. But my husband was like, you know what? You're busy today. Let me just put this painting up. And Mike, you know, in that like formal dining room, which is like, I don't know why they even have those now, but whatever, it's the house built in the 90s. So there's this like, nice formal dining room. And it's like, you see it when you walk in. And so Adam was like, you know what? I'm going to start there. I'm going to put up one of your paintings that we love. And I was like, great. You know what? If I hate it, I can patch the hole. It's fine. So I'm like running around the house doing things. And I come downstairs and Adam is holding the wall. There is, it's like a fire hose size hole and the fire hose pressure of water coming out. It's not like kinda. It is like full on geyser. Holy shiitake mushroom. Oh, my God. And he's like, he's in complete shock. And because he keeps telling me and I keep laughing my ass off. But he's like, I was just drilling the hole to put in an anchor. And all of a sudden this water comes straight at me. It makes me laugh to think about. So he's like, what do we do? I'm like, I don't know. What do we do? And we're just like seriously running around. Well, he's holding on to this water. And so I call our friend Lee, who's like a firefighter, because, you know, I figure they know all about.
Right.
He would know everything. And he doesn't pick up. And then I call my dad, and my dad's like, turn off the water. You have to turn the water off, like the main. And I was like, okay. And I like ran around. I did like a run around the house and like in a circle as well. And Adam, I was like, I can't find it. Adam's like, you hold the water and then I'll go find it. Because, you know, in these moments of like extreme panic, it's like all of your senses go out the door.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I did know where the water was, but anyway, the handle. So I'm holding it and I'm talking completely soaked. And this is like up where I can only reach, you know? And so it's like the water's like raining down on me and like, seriously, my UGG boots, they're still wet in the inside because I had them on. And it took probably under a minute for Adam to find it. But I swear to God, it felt like a lifetime. And I'm like, I was starting to like kind of go into shock and start shaking. And I'm like, Adam, please turn it off. And then he finally turns it off. He finds it. And oh my God, it was so insane. Our floors are completely screwed. So here's the thing. You know, I love the fact that we have a house and it's a really beautiful neighborhood. It wasn't built like all that, you know, well. So,
right.
So, like, what had happened was he drilled into a PVC pipe that was like running water to the fridge because the fridge was on the other side of the wall there. So, because, you know, there's this wall and then on the other side is the kitchen. So, that's what he hit. And the guy, the plumber who came later, was like, you know, if you would have done it like 2 inches down below, it wouldn't have done it because it would have just moved over. But where he had like done it was where it was anchored so it wouldn't move. Gotcha. I mean, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. And yeah, we pulled up the floors because it was like this absolutely shitty, like it was so easy. I could break one of those things in half. I hated the floors. You know I hate the floors anyways.
Right.
But so now we're just going to live with concrete for a little while till we figure out what we're going to do. But whatever we do, I want to make sure it's waterproof. I know that sounds crazy, yeah, but I'm like, sure. If this is a house, this isn't like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like you one would think that things would be made a little bit better, but why, you know, why would they do that? They're cheap ass, you know, people. Just kidding. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, but also just to also further describe your house, the dining room that you're talking about is like sort of needlessly elevated. Like when you walk into your house, it's like ground level and you go up several steps to this dining room.
Stupid.
And then down several steps into like a living room. So
yeah,
it's just
ridiculous.
Sort of this, so that's what I was trying to like imagine, because the water would just like run off of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like so, did it go into the living room too, or did it mainly stay in the dining area?
But that's, we had all of like the instruments were out.
Right.
So Adam was like, yeah. Hold it. You know, I was like, oh God. Uh-huh. That's partly why he wanted to, because I was like, just let it go. I don't care. But no, it only flooded the dining, that elevated area. So just the dining and the kitchen.
Okay. That's flooded. That's lucky at least.
No, it's true. I mean, we're probably going to redo the whole bottom floor though, because we want it to match and, you know, all that stuff. So we might be living with the concrete for a little while. And
for a little bit.
Freaking Calvin was like my littlest. He's like, this is cold. I don't like it. What? you need to fix it. I'm like, you need to shut your mouth, you little shit. I'm kidding. But like I said, I was telling Averin too, the kids were seriously unfazed on the couch.
Like nonplussed.
Nonplussed at all. Like they didn't even know what was going on. It was loud. There's like the water. Mike, I felt like I understand the crisis mode that you go into for like when a flood happens or something. I know it sounds crazy, but it felt like I couldn't control this. It was really, truly one of the scariest moments of my life.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I can relate, like, when that water starts coming through my ceiling, and you have that thought of, like, I don't know how to fix this. Like,
and it can ruin my whole life. I mean, all my things.
It can ruin your whole, yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was thinking about one of my parents' visits to New York. It must have been fairly early on that they got a call when they were staying in my apartment that their house had flooded.
Oh, my God.
Because they'd put in an underground sprinkler system. And listen, there are negatives and positives to be said about those of the Mormon faith. one of the positives is they like to help each other out. One of the negatives is they don't always do the best job when helping each other out. So I think someone had been like, I can put in that underground sprinkler system for almost nothing. And they put it in for almost nothing, and then it broke and flooded, you know, their basement. Yeah. And it ended up almost being like kind of a blessing, because they were able to then redo the basement, and they actually made it quite nice. But yeah, when the water was coming through the ceiling, and like I imagine running around your house being like, I should just know how to shut the water off. But you've never had to shut the water off.
Yeah.
So why would you know? Like, why, you know?
Exactly.
It's a thing that I think about here. I'm like, all right, I know where to how to shut the water off in my bathroom if I ever need to.
Right, like, it's like usually bottom right, and there's like a silver, like, oval knob. Yeah, I know that too.
But then I would think, like, if in a house, I guess things to be aware of. Everyone look around your house and figure out how to turn your water off, I guess.
Who the hell would have thought that you're just drilling? It was exactly the wall, you know, the entire width of the wall was 12 feet and, what was it, 12 feet, 4 inches. So to be right set dead center, we went 6 feet, 2 inches, which was exactly where the pipe was. But I mean, who would have thought? Can you imagine just like trying to put up something and all of a sudden...
But I have that fear, because I have hung a lot of things in my apartment, and I always think as I'm starting, I'm like, please don't be a pipe, please don't be a wire.
I've never thought that.
I have that thought.
I'm an idiot. Yeah. Like, I literally, I don't even know what I thought was inside the walls, but oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Well, I'm glad it didn't go any worse than it was. And
yeah, I know, me too.
Yeah, it takes some time to figure out what you want to do with the floors. I know my sister just, like, redid all of her floors. Not just, but recently redid all of her floors, and it's all waterproof because she has a pool in the backyard.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it was this whole thing of, like, if you came in with wet feet, it wasn't going to be the end of the world.
Right.
So I wonder what she used. But I'm sure that you'll, I'm sure you'll find
some
stuff.
Yeah, we've been looking. Very interesting, but they basically have tile that looks like wood.
Gotcha.
So that might be what we're going for, but I truthfully, whatever it is, I want it to be easy to clean because, you know, this woman's work. Anyways, yeah, it was traumatic. It was crazy. And I feel like this week I'm also like preparing for that big art, you know, gala thing for the kids. And my focus is like really, I'm having a hard time, but it'll be what it is. You know, I don't know. It'll be an award ceremony. I'm trying to edit a video for everybody and I'm trying to hang up everybody's stuff. And I've got a lot going on, but I can't totally, we really truly went through like a little bit of a traumatic thing. So I'm like kind of trying to be kind to myself and be like, it's okay if you kind of don't do your best.
You know? Yeah. Is that this week that's happening?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, so we'll get an update on that next week.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm excited. I hope it goes well.
Well, I don't have anything quite that dramatic. I will say that it's been so, we talked about this last week. It's been so warm in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's been like Sunday. So it was the marathon on Sunday. It was the New York Marathon. I don't know if you watched any of that, but it was like legitimate, like 74 degrees, which is insanely warm for November and crazy warm for a marathon. Like there's a reason why they do it when they do it, and it's so that the runners aren't like all overheating. And it was, so I'm weird. Like I'm not good at like, oh, it's that temperature out, I should dress appropriately. I tend to have like two seasons. I'm like shorts seasons and then jeans seasons. And people that know me will know that like if there's a cold day in May, I will be freezing because I will be wearing shorts. Or I won't be freezing, I will be dressed inappropriately. Because I'm like, no, it's shorts season. So our friend Annabelle, who ran the marathon several years ago, like she loves marathon day. It's like a thing for her. And I had gotten the day off so that I could go to her place and just sort of like hang. And there were like kind of events planned for the day. So I don't know exactly how to tell this story other than Saturday night at work was very stressful. It was very busy and like late shift busy, like wouldn't end. And I had already made up my mind because it was Amy Schumer hosting Saturday Night Live. I'm like, I really want to be home in time to watch Saturday Night Live live. Spoiler, I did not make it because we were at work for way too long. But I was like, I also want to get a pizza. Like I'm going to treat myself to Domino's pizza, which for the record has gone up. It's no longer $7.99 for takeout. It's now $10.99, which is still a fine deal. It's
but
fine.
$3. My goodness.
I know. I was kind of like, but it's fine. You get 5 toppings instead of 3. So I added some red pepper and felt healthy about my choices. So I, you know, ended up being, you know, stressed at work, got done finally. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get my pizza. And then I was kind of like, you know, I don't want a vodka soda when I get home. I'm gonna make like a fancy cocktail. I'm gonna make like a bourbon cocktail. Because I like that every once in a while. And I did an extensive pour. I don't know what it is because I don't feel like I imbibed much more than I would on any other. Like it didn't feel like I was drinking a lot. Uh-huh. But I woke up the next day at like noon, which meant I had slept for like 10 hours.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And felt crazy. Like, do you ever have those days when you wake up and you're like, am I hungover or am I still drunk? Yeah. Like, am I, like, I just felt like bizarre, but I was like, well, I have to get up and go because I wanted to be to Annabelle's at like 1:00 and that clearly was not going to happen now. And I also kind of wanted to walk there, but then I was sort of like, oh, I can't walk that way because that's the marathon route.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't walk that way because that's the other, because the marathon like goes up one avenue and then down another avenue, like surrounding where she lives. So I was like, all right, I can't really get to her either way. Not really even thinking that like you actually can cross a street during the marathon. Like in my mind, you're not allowed to cross the street, and you can. You're not, like if you ask and you're like, can I cross here? The police will be like, no, you have to go to 59th or whatever. But like if you just cross, like no one's gonna stop.
Yeah,
it's not like illegal or anything. Right. But in my mind, I'm like, no, I can't cross. There'll be runners. Yeah. So I was like, well, so what I'll do instead is I'll walk into the Bronx. And I'll walk kind of a longer way around because I do want to get in my walk, but then I'll just hop on a train and head down. It was probably 5 minutes into my walk as I'm wearing jeans and I have a jacket with me and I'm sweating so profusely, but also still in that weird headspace of like, I feel crazy. Like, I feel like I'm like not having a dream. It was just so bizarre. And I mean, it's the dumbest story because basically I got all the way into the Bronx. I got almost to the train that I wanted to walk to. And I was like, I have to walk back home and change into shorts.
Oh my
God. I cannot wear jeans all day. So I ended up walking back to my apartment. I think at that point, like, texted Annabelle, like, I promise I'm on my way. I'll be. And she was fine. Like, she had other friends that were there. And
good.
And I went home and, like, changed into shorts and, like, left. I'm like, why do I have a jacket? It's 74 degrees out. Like, I'm never going to put this jacket on. And ended up getting to her place at, like, 3 something. And once again, it was all fine. They were already outside, like, cheering on the runners. And that was kind of fun. Like, we, like, walked to Fifth Avenue and we're like, you know, people have their names on their shirts. You can, like, yell out their name and be like, keep going, Allison.
Yeah,
you know,
I love that. Yeah, we used to do that.
It was very fun. And then, you know, Annabelle had made, like, she basically made, like, brunch. So there was, like a potato kind of hash thing and like a rice and beans and then avocado and smoked salmon and bacon. Wow. And then she would like eggs to order and like make a little protein bowl. And so that was fun. That was a fun little marathon day adventure. And like nice to not work on a Sunday because I may have mentioned this, but Sundays are kind of the worst day in restaurants.
Yes.
Yeah. Why? I don't know why that is, but they're tough days. So it was kind of a fun, relaxing marathon day. And I'm trying to think of what else we did, but that was basically it.
Sounds lovely.
Wait, what did we end up watching? We ended up watching highlights from the marathon for one thing, which did you watch any of the marathon footage on TV?
No.
Mm-mm. So there was this dude from like, I want to say Brazil, who was no kidding, like 2 minutes ahead of all the other runners, which that's an insane amount of time to be ahead. Like usually you win by like seconds.
Right.
And he collapsed at mile 21 and could not finish the race. It was, like, really heartbreaking. Yeah. Where I guess you just, like, you're in that mindset of, like, I'm doing great. I'm running fast. I'm a machine. I'm go, go, go. And then you see him at some point start to check his watch, which I guess is a sign that things might be going wrong because it means that you're not aware. Like, you're wondering how far along you've gone. You're wondering how far you have to go and what your timing is.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it cut and he was just, like, it was distressing.
Scary.
But I can't even imagine. The longest I've ever run, I did a quarter marathon once, which is a little over 6 miles, and like it was insane by the end. I do a 5 mile on a fairly regular basis and it's hard. Like I don't run the whole time. I start and stop, and as you go along, every time you stop it's harder to start again. So I can't even imagine being 21 miles into a run and thinking like I have 5 more miles of this to do. I don't know, it's a lot. Respect to those that make it,
respect,
but I don't think there's any part of me that wants to ever run 26 miles.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. I thought I did. I mean, I worked for the shoe company for so long, the running shoe company, and it's very inspiring to work for people who are runners, and they're, it seems like a good thing. But I will say one thing, like it was part of, I think it was like research or something, but like people when they're running, it's not the part they like usually. It's the after where they feel sort of high, right? Yeah.
100. I will always think of the first run that I ever really went on. Though this is also random. The first run that I ever really went on was like in the summer of 92 when I was visiting my Aunt Linda. And she lived in Snellville, Georgia. And she was a runner. And like I remember getting up so early in the morning. Like the sun had barely arisen yet and going on. I wonder how long of a run that was. We kind of talked about it when I was in Helen.
Oh, really?
Because I was like, you know, you're the first run I ever went. Yeah.
Does she still run?
No, she does not. And I, you know, it's a thing that I think about when I'm doing my run these days where I'm like, because I've managed to keep my time. I've let it go a little bit this last time where I was like, I'm going to let myself rest a little bit more because it's a serious question about running, but also sometimes like a philosophical one for me where I'm like, do I continue to always run 5 miles? And if I do always continue to run 5 miles, do I allow myself to take longer? And I'm not necessarily talking about next week or next month, but, you know, as time goes by, you do have to, you know, adjust these things a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But the first run as an adult that I remember taking, and this is very specific and not a lot of people will probably get this, but I went for a run in Central Park to the Indigo Girls' All That We Let In album.
Amazing.
It maybe is my favorite album. That's tough because Alanis Morissette has a couple of contenders as well, but like I am obsessed with that album. And I ran for whatever length of songs it was where then I stopped when the song Cordova comes on. Can you imagine that song at all?
Oh my God, yeah.
It's very ethereal. It's like blong, 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 blong. And it was my, and I was like, am I in a dream? Like, I felt like, because it was that first time of feeling that sort of endorphin rush, yes, of like finishing a run. And it was like a beautiful day and the sky was so blue and the trees were so green. And I was like, this is magic. And it is that funny thing, that like feeling of being done with a run, where you do have that like, oh, I really accomplished something. Yeah. And it's really why I continue to do it. It's not, I don't like running. People that are like, I love running, I'm like, good for you. I like being done.
Yeah, I used to run a lot. I mean, I used to run as a kid. You see pictures of me, like when I was like 10, I was running on our street. And I ran up until I got jumped in near our house in Harlem. And then I kind of stopped running mostly. I will here and there, but like I never felt safe. And, you know, I know it is safe where I'm at, but, you know, I can't listen to an album while I'm running because now I'm ready for someone to jump me.
Oh.
I know.
Well, that's, yeah.
It's pretty sad, but whatever. I've been doing yoga since I was in college, and so yoga is a good one, too. But, yeah, it's a bummer. I need a treadmill.
Well, also, I mean, have you ever really gotten into your Peloton?
Not really. Yeah, I know it's horrible. We've had it for probably 2 years now, and I've probably ridden it maybe, like, 10 times. Hmm. But the part of it is just like constant beating on your vag. It's like not my jam. I love to run. I love to walk, but like I actually like to ride bikes too. Mike and I rented bikes when we were on vacation the other, and I love that. But for some reason, the spin bike just plummets your hooch.
Interesting.
Again and again and again. Anyways, no,
and not
I,
in a good way.
I have the desire to want to. I have the desire to want to want to.
I have that about a lot of things. Mm. I have that about a lot of things. Well, do you have anything that you're digging this week?
You know what I do? I have two things.
Yeah.
It's one, I will say it's been raining for the last 2 days, and I love that. I am digging the rain. Yeah. And it's been raining, which is like it never happens here. So I really enjoy that feeling of like it really being fall. So we're experiencing sort of the opposite of what you are. Normally we're 70 degrees and sunny, but it's 50. It's been 50-ish averaging and pretty rainy. So it's supposed to rain till tomorrow. I'm hoping it like sort of gets rid of our drought a little bit. We'll see. And then
the
other thing, Mike. Okay, so I mentioned it on Rom Crime, but I wanted to do a different rom-com this week because I'm sick. I was not sick because I love rom-coms, but like I was like looking for something that was a little more like current or new. And something that popped up was a movie, an animated movie on Netflix called Enter Galactic with an E, Enter Galactic. And it's the music is, and I think created by Kid Cudi. It's so good. It was so good to me because it was so different and I really loved it. It was a rom-com. It was definitely not safe for kids. There's serious, there's like cartoons fucking on it. Yeah, definitely don't, don't show your, and also like maybe some, I think marijuana use, but whatever. But yeah, it was just, it was beautiful. There's moments where they like slip into sort of this ethereal place, this like the love. I loved it visually, musically, sound. Sonically, it made me happy, very happy.
That's really cool. I'll have to check it out. It's funny because when I was listening to you talking about it and when you mentioned Kid Cudi, I was like, I feel like I have opinions about him and I don't know what they are or why. And then because of something we're going to be talking about a little bit later, I was going through my Twitter feed and I tweeted once about like, I'm an instant Kid Cudi fan after his performance on Saturday Night Live. And I was like, oh, right. I really like him. I should look into that more.
You'll really enjoy this, I think. Because
cool.
It's all
it
his music. And
I'm definitely intrigued.
What's her name? Jessica Williams. You know, she was on The Daily Show and she was...
Yes, yeah.
I really like her. Her vibe is
great.
And it's just, you know, it's a good, it's a fresh take on it. It's the true rom-com trope, which I love. But it was an experience and I like that. I like sitting down and having an experience and that's what it was for me. So... watch it.
Well, that's really cool. I'll definitely check it out. It sounds really interesting. I kind of have a variety of things. Like one of these days we'll stop talking about Bad Sisters. But
never.
So I have said this before. I don't like to binge watch. I will not watch more than one episode of something at a time. But here's the thing, and I'll be vague. So anyone that hasn't watched, I'm not going to spoil anything. But I got to the end of a particular episode where you're like, they think a certain thing has happened. And I'm like, no, I don't think it has because you tried to fool me before. So I watched the next one and I was 100%. I knew exactly what had actually happened. I knew what it was going to be. And then I was so mad at myself. I'm like, oh, I watched two episodes in one night. I'm so mad. I was so angry. I'm like, oh, one good. Less episode to watch.
It's so good.
I will also say that then after that, I was like, well, I want to watch. I'm going to watch something else. And so I'm watching The Vow season two, which is the whole like Nexium thing, which I only kind of care about. I don't really know why I'm watching it, but I was like, I'm going to watch it anyways. And then I was so annoyed that the opening theme song wasn't the Bad Sisters theme song.
I know.
And I was like, I want everything to be that theme song. I want like every show to start with that. It's so good. Yeah. So just keep continuing on that one. Those that have not checked out Bad Sisters, we continue to recommend that. I also just in general, I'm so excited that, I mean, Vanya, I think... looked over at her phone and suddenly there was a notes on award season for 2022-23.
Yes, we have I've begun assembling. Yep. Again, I love it.
I started a new shared notes. I have all of the nominations and all of the award ceremonies kind of like in a calendar there. And then I was listening to my award show podcast that I listened to, and basically any film they mentioned, I put on the list. So that's where those are coming from. So
Amazing. There's
a kind of a random list already, and I've already started putting my initials next to them. And
oh, shit. I better get on it.
You gotta catch up, Vanya. You gotta get going. And I will say, I went and saw a really, really interesting film last night called Armageddon Time, and it's one of the ones that's on the list. So it's a film written and directed by this guy, James Gray. I don't know his work super well. He did Ad Astra with Brad Pitt a few years ago, which that movie was crazy.
Oh.
And it's sort of based on his childhood. It takes place in 1980, like the first half of his sixth grade year. And it's, you know, Anne Hathaway, who's, oh gosh, she's so good. She's so good in this movie. And like Anthony Hopkins and Jeremy Strong, right? The guy from Succession.
That's right.
And it was a sometimes frustrating film, which I think it's supposed to be a little frustrating because it's about very messy family dynamics and the messiness of being in sixth grade and like trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing with your life. And it's, but I really, really enjoyed it. I recommend checking it out. For no other reasons than just I think the performances are really, really affecting and effective. But we're gonna I gotta give the whole enchilada. About a year ago I did this and she's back. Holy Moses. Did you watch Cecily Strong on Weekend Update?
No, I have not. So with the whole world of my flooding,
sure.
I haven't gotten to it and I was really looking forward to it, but I'm gonna do that tonight. Yay, Cecily.
First of all, it was just really fun to watch. I'd been saying this when I'm wanting to have a comedian host Saturday Night Live. Amy Schumer, she's just so natural. Like, I just love her on that show because she's just...
Yeah.
She just, like, lives in the characters that she plays. And then Cecily comes out during Weekend Update and gives another, like, knock it out of the ballpark analysis of what's happening right now with women's rights. And
oh, gosh.
It's so good and it's so moving, but, like, it's funny. Like, she knows the line. Like, she knows... how to play it. And so check that out.
I can't wait.
We should find it and we'll put it up too in case anyone else wants to see it, but it's definitely worth checking out. So that's my full-on dig-in. Check out Cecily Strong on Weekend Update. So good.
Ooh, I will. I love her so much.
So there's clearly like a pretty obvious what you could do without this week. Is
I
that
have
just
another
what we're
one,
going with?
If you could believe
oh,
it.
You do?
I was really excited. Not excited, but I was like, oh, I can... this is before Saturday is when this whole thing went down. When the pipe burst... went down. Mm-hmm. No, on Friday, I go to pick up my son, and I see very stern looking faces from the teacher and the assistant teacher, and I was like, you know, usually they're so bright. It's like it's preschool. It's called TK, whatever, mm-hmm. and they're always like, ah! You know, they're the teachers of preschoolers. It's like they're usually really happy and sunny, and they're like, we need to talk to you before you go. I'm like, okay. And so I look at my son and he's all kind of like being funny and shady. And I was like, what the heck? So they let everybody go. They pull me into the gate and my daughter's with me anyways. So he had punched someone.
Oh, no.
And pushed a bunch of people and then was sent to. And guess what? I'm going to be really honest. She said he punched someone in the neck. What the fuck? Okay,
oh
here's
gosh.
The thing. He's never, I'm not even joking, he hasn't really punched my daughter. So I was like, what actually is happening? You know, like, I believe he did it. I'm not saying, you know. So he's sent to the principal, this little tiny, just turned 5-year-old. And they had a talking to, whatever, got back into class, you know, thought everything was okay. And then just like after lunch, fully pushed this girl off her chair. Just pushed this girl off her chair in a rage. And there, the teacher was like, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know who this kid is. Like, did he not get enough sleep last night? Did he eat breakfast? Did he not have And I was just, honestly, I was like really upset. I mean, the last time I was this upset is when my daughter drew a naked picture of, remember that fun story?
Right.
This is a little different though, because it's violence. Violence is not okay. And I'm really trying to understand what happened, but I think what went down, and you know, now he's on a PIP or whatever. He had to sign something and he's fine. Like, hopefully they're nice to him and hopefully he's being a good kid, but we took the iPad away so he can't have it for a whole week. And the truth is I think sometimes that has something to do with it. He's also been watching, like, what's that stupid show? They have a new Power Rangers out. So he likes to do the karate kicking and stuff, or, you know, the ninja stuff. So I'm not going to let him watch that anymore. And yeah, so he knows he's in trouble. Adam and I sat down and had like a real serious conversation with him, and he, you know, he understands that it's a big deal. But I'm like, all I want is for my kids to be like good citizens. I want them to love themselves and be a good person. Now I know he's going to grow out of this, but it like, I was embarrassed because I also like volunteer in the classroom a couple days a week. I'm like, what the hell? Oh my God. And also that he's never really done that before. Like, I've never seen him hurt anybody. I mean, he acts like a little bit like a wackadoo where he's like, yeah, but like he was angry, she said. And I guess it was unprovoked, as no one like hit him first or something, you know? So, but one thing I did figure out is because he was starting to get a little bit of a cold. And so when he does, we have this, it's like the puffer thing that has steroids in it. So I've been giving it to him. And I think it was a mixture, because steroids make people pissy. And I think it was a mixture of that mixed with like not getting enough food. I didn't feed him. My husband did that morning. So I think he probably only just ate the sugary cereal and that's it. So I usually try to make sure he gets some protein in there. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I could do without being a parent. I quit.
I'm done. I'm out.
I'm out.
Yeah, that's really, I understand. That would be very disturbing, I'm sure, as a parent. And like, just to not know, like, sweet. Yeah, because he's such a sweet kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is this going to sound weird? I don't know how you raise, like, there is nature and there's nurture. And
what if he's just like the bad seed? You know, like, what if, like,
I wasn't going to say that. And I don't think that that's true.
I don't think so either.
But I was
either.
Trying to like
really
find
don't.
Like a nice way to be like, what do you do if you have a violent child? Like, I don't,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Because obviously you don't see that in our house ever. Like, we're not even like wrestling, you know. I don't know, not that I wrestle, I mean, I wrestle Adam, but no one sees it, you know. I'm kidding. But yeah, I'm just like, what the actual heck. So we're working through that, and I know that, you know, I just, yeah, like I said, I just want him to be a happy person, and I a happy person doesn't hurt other people, so you know, what the hell. So that's what I could do without this week. How about you?
Yeah, that's mine's pretty serious too. And I, you know, I guess what I could do without is I'm tired of losing friends as coworkers.
Oh.
And, you know, things change and people move on. And the restaurant is, you know, I was saying this to someone else. Like, I've worked at one company for quite a while now. And it's been like probably five different companies in the time that I've worked there, because you get new people in and different places that you are. And things change and you either figure out how to adapt to it or you don't. And I'm a pretty good adapter. Sometimes I worry that I'm too good of an adapter. But, you know, I'm still trekking along, and I'm still appreciative of where I am and what I have in a place of work. And sadly, people that I care about are not. And that bums me out. But, you know, time moves on and they're still my friends. So...
yeah.
That's all.
Just have to make more of an effort. It's tough to see each other, you know? It's like harder.
Yeah. So I didn't have a topic this week, and then you had an interesting one, sort of spurred on by our recent Instagram post that suddenly... So what are we talking about this week?
So today our subject is social media as a nice blanket. But what was the impetus of it was the fact that we have like... There's one post. It was the SNL girls going from Weekend Update, when she's like, I'm not going to have no devil snacking on my children. It's really funny. Yeah. And it's like a short, funny clip. It does not have our faces on it or anything, but it does. I will say I'm proud of myself because I put like a call to action in the little. So it says, I don't know if we have more people listening, but let me tell you the numbers. It's actually, what is it as of now? We have almost 24,000 views and 5,000 likes.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah. 5,000 likes.
I was doing something on my phone. Like maybe I was doing probably a crossword. Yeah. And like it just kept, it was like notification, notification, notification. I'm like, oh, I need to turn off the notifications. But yeah, it was pretty, it's on fire there.
We're on fire. And that's the thing is like, I want to understand like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Also, like, I kind of feel like social media, you know, is a tool to like promote your stuff. But also, does anything really matter? Like, does anything mean anything? It's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you
I don't
feel
really
about
know
it?
Either. I am really of two minds about it because what I, because I, listen, I miss MySpace. Like I miss, and then I even miss what Facebook was in the beginning when I felt like it really was just like a, hey, this thing happened today and then your friends can comment on it. Or
right.
Like it really felt like a great, it was like the new email to me. Like it felt like, this is how these people that I don't get to see all the time, but like, I know they got engaged or I know that something happened. What's going on?
Sorry. I did look up the numbers. We have 57,000 views and 5,825 likes and 16 comments. Which it's for us is a lot. I mean, it's a lot. Like
it's a lot. I know that there are people that like it way more than that.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like my random tweet about Cecily Strong a year ago that I got like over 2,000 likes and like 97 retweets, which is not a ton for like a lot of people. But literally any other thing I've posted, it gets like one.
Yeah, I
or
know.
Maybe two. Like, and I'm not a Twitter. Like, I don't understand Twitter, really. Like, I don't get...
Yeah.
I have a friend that always sends me links to things on Twitter and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. I don't know where this is going. Like, so for me, yeah, I always thought of it as just like a communication, like with your friends and like keeping people, you know, knowledgeable about what's going on. And I've expanded a bit of that mostly with Instagram because I'm really only friends with people who are my friends on Facebook.
Right.
Instagram, like I put my handle out there and if you want to follow me, it's not very interesting. I post like once every 3 weeks or so. I'll put a random picture up, but so that's a little bit more that I'm open with. But yeah, I don't know, it's hard for me to, I know people that like post stuff all the time because they're promoting things and they're trying to get their name out there, and I don't think that's good or bad, but it's just not, I'm just not good at it. Yeah. So
that's why I'm
it's
in charge
interesting
of
when something like this, right? That's
media.
Why Vanya's in charge. And honestly, Elise is in charge with the other podcast.
Good.
Cause
that's,
I just,
that's a good
it's
marriage.
Not a thing that like my brain really functions as. I was, cause we get like lovely mess, like we get lovely
we
messages
do.
And
thank
Elise
you guys,
and I
love
get
you.
Lovely messages.
Yeah,
and if
me
I
happy.
Don't respond, please know that it's not because I don't care. I just, my brain just doesn't function that way.
Yeah.
And I should maybe get better at it. But
I think you're good at the messages, but yes, I know. I'm with you though. It is bizarre. It's like, I like it and I don't like it. I actually, it's more fun for me to do Mike and Vanya stuff rather than my own stuff because I don't know. It's like a weird way I was raised. They're like, don't be braggy, blah, 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 boo, you know, which I think has not, maybe that's not served me very well in trying
right.
to be
yeah,
like
probably.
A freaking actor or whatever. One other thing that I think
I was going to, yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about social media here, YouTube. Yeah. Back, it was 9 years ago, I think, or 10.
Wow.
I directed a music video, and our friend Amber Bloom wrote the lyrics, and Mike also, to this song called I Will Be Pregnant Forever. And it was a parody song of Jessica Simpson being pregnant forever. And in fact, the person who sang and also starred in the music video is Avryn Mackey. We have, I think it's 150,000 views. It's something crazy like that. I know. And so not that it ever, I mean, you know, you hear people be like, oh, are you making money off of that? I'm like, well, for one, no, because we're idiots and we created a different email address for it. So nobody could like actually contact us because we're, uh-huh. I don't know. I don't know what my thought process was. But it's still a little bit shocking. I will share it with everybody. I can, you know, but it's, I felt a little bad because we kind of make fun of her just like eating constantly. And I was worried that it was a little like making fun of people being larger, but it's not really, it's just, it's about
right Certainly, that wasn't the intent.
Yeah.
As far as intent matters.
Yeah, no, that wasn't. And it was, seriously, I thought the lyrics were incredible. Between you and Amber, it's the funniest.
I wrote very little of it.
125, yeah. 125,000 10 years ago. Wow. And it's called Jessica Simpson Still Pregnant? Question mark. And right underneath is her actual video is I Want to Love You Forever. It's good stuff, guys.
Fun little social media things that I'm not great at, but we'll continue to work on, I suppose.
Sure.
Because we had a couple of fun videos that we did together.
Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of comedy stuff that we did some sketches, for sure. I also have a bunch of comedy sketches of my, I have a character, her name's Lonnie LaFioggia, but I kind of took her off the internet because I got some hate mail. And I was like, you know what? I can't handle that. I think I can handle it now, but people are mean, man.
Internet just has made everybody mean because everyone has to have an opinion about everything. And it's never nuanced.
Right.
It's never like...
It's like, I'm going to rape you. And I'm like, oh, why?
Yeah.
That's actually true.
Why would we go right there? Like, why is that the first thing you want to say about it?
It's like, you stupid bitch.
It's kind of nuts.
Okay. Oh, God. I don't understand. So it is scary putting yourself out there, you know? But anywho.
Yeah, for sure. On that note, anything random for us this week?
Okay, so I just want to put a button or put a exclamation point on the end of my sentence saying, everyone, including your children in the house, need to know where the water lever is to turn it off. Everyone. That's important. What the plumber told me. And so, yeah, if I could have just told one of my kids to go turn it off, that would have been way, or if I would have known when Adam asked me, you know. Just know where it is. For us, it's right
know
to the right
is.
Of our, we have a, humble brag, we have a refrigerator in the garage. I know. but yeah, it's to the right of that. And you pull it up.
All right. Good to know. Just
so now
case
if you're
there.
Over at my house, yeah. Any of you, anybody, scary. How about you? Any random?
Mine is just that it's election day. I got to go because
I
got to go vote. And
it
made me think, good for you. I'm going to go do it right now in person. My polling place is like literally I can see it from my window.
That's great.
It's not where it used to be. It's down the hill now.
Okay.
So, and then I was just thinking about the fact that we recorded our first episode on election day. And that what was that? That was November 3rd.
Yeah. 2 years ago?
November 3rd, 2 years ago, 2020 was our first recording day. For some reason online, it says it came out on the 9th, which doesn't make any sense. It should have come out on the 5th. So I'm a little confused about that. But anyways, yeah, there you go. So off to vote. I hope everyone, this is going to be 2 days later. And much like I said 2 years ago, we might not know a whole lot 2 days later, but hopefully we'll know some stuff. And I'm living in a reality in which I think it's mostly not going to be great news for our ilk, but
stay
hopefully
strong,
it's
people.
Not a disaster. Let's see vote, how it goes. Vote, stay strong. Vote.
Vote, vote.
All right. I'll see all you next week.
Bye. Bye. Love you.
Love you.
I will be pregnant forever.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores and email us at Mike and Vanya Can't Not at Gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week. You had an interesting one, sort of spurred on by our recent...